Amen. Hallelujah. How many bring to hear the word of God? Anybody bring to hear the word of God?
Amen. We just thank God for being here today. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for those that are here for the Lord's Supper. Amen. We just thank God for being a good God. And we bless us all that He's done and for what He's going to do. Amen. How many
serve a faithful God? How many know we serve a faithful God? Amen. God is so faithful to us. But if we were to flip the coin around, how faithful are we to God? God is faithful to us. But how faithful are we to God? So we thank God for my wife being here. Amen. Embarrassing me the whole morning, but nevertheless, amen. God is good. Amen. And like she said, let me fill in some gaps for her. So like she said, we had one of those on-off relationships. But it wasn't on-off because of us. It was on-off because of outside influences. Amen. So you have to watch those outside influences. Amen. I guess somebody was hearing me. I said, you have to watch outside influences. So some of those outside influences said, if you marry her, it'd be on my dead body. That's a serious thing. Amen. True? Two of them said that. Amen. So I said, well, Lord, I don't know what to do. You ever get to those places you don't know what to do? So I just went up. I fasted and prayed so much. My mother told me, she said, boy, you need to eat some food. You look like one of those runaway racehorses. Amen. But nevertheless, God is good. Amen. And I said, well, you know what? God is all in your hand. And it's such a serious marriage and some serious situation require more than just others. You need to hear from God for yourself. Amen. I don't want to give too much information, but I don't want you guesses to figure out nothing. And when you say something, you always got some people do some guessing, trying to figure out who that could be. So I'm not going to say too much. Amen. But we got married in 1978. Amen. When we started dating, I was 19. When we got married, I was 20. No, I wasn't 21 yet. I was 20. Amen. So I called my mom. I said, yeah. I said, Mom, I found this woman I'm going to marry. She was all excited. I said, she got 4 children. She wasn't excited. Right? I just told my wife a few years ago. I said, wait a minute, son. You're a child yourself. How you going to raise 4 children? Amen. But can we say, look what God has done? Amen. Look what God has done. Amen. Even after we got married, those that had been married for much longer than we were and had children were asking us, how are you all able to negotiate or how are you able to work this out with the children? Because my children never called me stepfather and I never called them stepchildren. Amen. I guess I spoiled Brooke so much, most people thought she was really my child. Amen. Honestly, I guess they said when you're around a person long enough, you start looking like them, right? But when we go down to the Georgia City Council, we took Brendan down one time. And we know Brendan is not my blood son. Amen. He's my grandson, but he's not my blood grandson, baby. They said, oh, boy, we can tell that's your grandson. You walk like you. Amen. So, you know, we let them abuse themselves. We don't correct them. Can we say God is good? Amen. So we just thank God for what He's done, for what He's going to do. And thank God for 41 lovely years of marriage. Amen. And the old gospel song said, every day with Jesus gets what? When you're married, it's like every time you're with each other is sweeter than the day before. You learn to appreciate each other that much more. So married couples, put aside differences and petty stuff. Can we say petty stuff? Everybody's marriage, stand up in that thing. Everybody's marriage, stand up for me. Everybody's marriage, stand up. Even if your spouse ain't here, she's for you. Listen, we're living in a time where the devil is trying to decimate families. So he uses small things to cause division. And I always say this. Can we all say this together? Say this together. Say, Because most of the stuff we grapple over or struggle with are little things. But we have to be too big to let little things bother us. Amen? All right, let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke, the 17th chapter. Amen? Be too big to let little things bother you. I think that in everything I do in life, amen, especially as important in marriage, all of us that are married, you should be willing, your oasis, your place of refuge or rest should be home. It's a bad situation when you create an atmosphere where your spouse don't want to live in. But we have to create an atmosphere where our spouse wants to be in. Amen. If you remember, I heard the late Bishop Gilbert Earl Patterson say that there was a couple in this church, and the wife told the husband, she said, "What happened to the time we loved each other?" She said, "We drive down the street and it looked like one person was in the car." She said, "What happened?" The husband looked at her and said, "The steering wheel's in the same place." He said, "I did not move." So who moved? Sometimes we have to look at our situation, go back when it was really, when it meant something. And that's who's changed. Can we pray? Praise the Lord. So we're going to go to Luke, the 17th chapter. Mr. Simon almost gave the message, so I'm about to read it all tomorrow. He did the same thing yesterday, and they were singing. By the time he finished testifying, they should have just given an altar call. Amen? Amen. But we're going to just touch on this a little bit. Last week, our message was, God has blessed you, but have you forgotten the Lord? And I guess this would be a sequel, because when God blesses us, we should always want to come back and tell God, thank you. Right? When God blesses you, you should always have a mind to come back and tell God thank you. So Luke, the 17th chapter, starting in the 11th verse, reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for your goodness. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for your mercy. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for your kindness. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for ways that you made out of no ways. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for keeping us in our saved mind. But Lord, this afternoon, our hearts and our ears, send us a word of encouragement. Lord, send us a word that will draw us closer to the cross. Oh God, give us a mind and a word this afternoon to receive with meekness your engrafted word, realizing that it is able to save our soul. Now, Lord, our hearts request and our desires, send a word. And for this we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name, amen, and you may be seated. So we know this is the account of 10 men that were lepers. Amen. And, well, let me read our scriptural text a little let us give us our message, and then we'll go to that. So let us go to verse 17. Actually, let me read 16 and 17. Alright? Verse 16 read, "Feet of the one that was healed fell down on his face at his feet." This is what we know as a place of what? Worship. So even though he was a Samaritan, God had been good to him. So what was the first thing he do? He glorifies God, then he falls down and worships. I wonder today, how many of God bless you? How many of God healed you? How many of God made ways out of no way? Do you glorify God? Do you have a mind to worship? Now listen, he didn't worship Jesus from afar off. He realized leprosy was a death sentence. Amen. It was a slow, grueling, painful death. When he realized what God had done for him, the first thing that he did was glorify him. Amen. And the scripture says he was a Samaritan. You don't have to be in the spiritual pedigree for you to give God some praise. So he said, he fell down on his feet, giving him thanks, and he was. We got to learn to worship him. If God has done anything for you, worship him. Now, he didn't worship him from afar off, but he came to the place where Jesus was. A lot of times we say, I can worship him where I'm at. If God has blessed your soul, you need to come to the place where he's at. So the Samaritan came where he was, and Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But what? Where are the nine?" So our message today is, where are the nine? And look at somebody and say, don't follow the crowd. But don't follow the crowd. Now, as I said, leprosy was like a slow death sentence. Leprosy was one of the worst diseases you could have. First of all, once you got leprosy, you were confined to your own colony, where there were only lepers. If you were married with a family, you couldn't come within arm reach of your family because leprosy was so contagious. It was a very grueling, bad death. Those that had leprosy, parts of their limbs would fall off. Their eyes and nose would rot and fall off. Their fingertips would rot and fall off. So not only were they in a slow, grueling death, but it was a very painful death. There were no known cures for leprosy. So these 10 men were confined to their own little colony. Now, there's something about sickness, because we know the other 9 had to be Jews, because Jesus said the only one that returned to give thanks was this Samaritan. But we know that when Jesus met the woman at the well, they said that the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. But you notice when you're in hardship, when you're in trouble times, we put all those differences aside. So they were all in the same place. And leprosy was a bad disease. Your family couldn't visit you. The only family you had was those that were in the same condition that you were in that were dying. So because of the time, they couldn't come to Jesus. But in their desperation, they called to Jesus for what? Far off. They couldn't, I think they said you couldn't come within 100 feet of someone because of how contagious leprosy was. So they called to Jesus from afar off. But notice when the Lord heals him, he does what? Fall at his feet. Because he realized, I was lost. I had nothing. I had no hope. I had no help. So when the Lord healed him, the first thing he wanted to do was come back and tell the Lord, thank you. Well, why do you want to thank you? Listen, I can go back and be with my family again. I can be back in normal society again. Amen. Even though I am a Samaritan, Jesus told him, he said, your faith has made you whole. Now, home, as I went on this not too long It means to be made saved. Amen. Even though you are a Samaritan, you have no rights to the claim of being a Jew. He said you're still made whole because of your faith. Amen. So a lot of people aren't in God like they ought to be because they look at their pedigree. They look at their background. They look at their surrounding. And they say, oh, I'm not worthy. This Samaritan, when he healed him, he didn't care about his spiritual pedigree. He didn't care what those others did. But he came back in worship to tell the Lord, today, I wonder if we would ask ourselves a question. Would we be the one or would we be part of the line? Now, you would think, and I know they were being obedient to the Lord because they knew according to the law of the Mosaic law, if you went to the priest, only the priest could declare you clean if you had leprosy. Only the priest could declare you whole. Only the priest could say, okay, you can mix back in normal society. So they were going to the priest. But the Samaritan was healed. He said, I don't have to be declared clean because I've already been made clean. I don't need to go to the under priest. I'm going to go to the high priest. I don't need the under priest to tell me what to do. I'm going to go back to the one that just healed me and tell me.
Couldn't speak healing them.
to the crowd come in. We don't want to come back and tell the Lord, thank you, to the crowd come in. I don't want to follow the crowd. I don't want to follow what the elders have done. I want to make a stand for myself. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we know their situation. The crowd obeyed Nebuchadnezzar, but they were different. They did not want to have false worship. They weren't going to dance so beautifully that wasn't strength. They weren't going to dance to Nebuchadnezzar's music. I don't know why it's dropping out, but that's all right. We keep going. They didn't want to dance to his music. So he said, listen, if you don't obey my voice, I'm going to do this to you. But I believe they said, like Brother Justice, I know the God that I serve.
Yeah.
Thank you.